Kieran Oak here. It's July the 6th at the first public meeting of the Enough campaign to start off the week, 10 days of protest, while the EU IMF representatives are here in Dublin. And it was a great meeting tonight, and I'm speaking to Adrienne Murphy, who's a freelance journalist with Hot Press magazine, and she was one of the main speakers tonight. Adrienne, could you please inform our listeners about the Enough campaign? What's it all about, please?
Okay, the Enough campaign is in existence as a result of, well, basically what's happening in the country. The EU IMF deal and the bank bailout that it's guaranteeing, as you can see on the ground, is really creating a lot of suffering already. The austerity measures that it is causing is already creating major suffering, particularly from particularly in the low-paid workers and the disability special needs sector, which is the area I'm in. But that's what it's for. That's what we heard. The kind of suffering that I'm talking about in the special needs sector is that supports, crucial supports for children with special needs, traveller children, immigrant children who need extra learning for language, to acquire the English language when they come here, all those supports are actually being dismantled at the moment. Also in the disability sector, carers their pay is being cut, respite care is being taken from them. There's real suffering on the ground. Now, because we're the first in line, among the first in the country in line to feel the impact of the EU IMF deal, we're really starting to shout first, but we're getting a lot of support through the Enough campaign, and we're taking to the streets. I mean, people do have to be aware that this deal, this EU IMF deal, lines us up for years of austerity. Now, that sounds like an abstract term, austerity, right? But what it means is a serious reduction in living standards. It means closures of hospitals that we're seeing in the country at the moment. It means, you know, higher taxes for much, much poorer services, longer working hours. You know, it's an attack on our well-being as a whole in society. You're seeing again the low paid and the disability sector are the first to be attacked, as we were insultingly referred to yesterday by Michael Noonan. He said it's going to get tougher to cut back over the next few years because the low-lying fruit, we've already taken the low-lying fruit. So by that, I presume he means the autistic children who aren't going to be helped now, and for the carers who have to strive on day after day, completely exhausted, whilst their money that they depend on is getting reduced, and the respite care that gives them a little bit of break gets taken away. So it really is, it's a wake-up time. It's a wake-up time for the Irish people. I mean, we're being assaulted on a daily basis by such a pile of propaganda about how Irish people don't have the will to demonstrate, there's no other choice, that there's no alternative to chronic austerity that, like, our children and our children's children are going to have to pay for. I mean, do we want a country where we have zero public services and the only choice for young people is to just leave? We don't want that kind of country. Now, we're being inspired. Tonight we had a speaker from Greece who I think you're going to talk to in a minute, a Greek activist, and we're being inspired by other countries. I mean, this is happening around the world. In many countries around the world, since the economic crash, the people who caused the economic crash have foisted the debt that they should be paying for onto the general population, and that's why we're being cut back, and that's why we're experiencing austerity. But I think we're reaching a tipping point in this country now. We've got a week now. The Enough campaign is initially organised by the TD Richard Boyd Barrett, TD Joan Collins is involved, other United Left Alliance TDs, but it's a general cross section of people who are being affected. But this, you know, the more and more people in the country are realising 2 + 2 = 4. If we have the IMF, I mean, they are a notoriously cruel, barbaric organization who, you know, no country who's ever had any dealings with them has ever come good by them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to get rid of them. We've got to get rid of the bank bailout that has them here. And, you know, our politicians, unfortunately, we're at the stage now where our politicians, you know, the old style political lobbying is just redundant now. I mean, our politicians are openly saying that they now hold themselves accountable to the EU IMF loan sharks, because that's what they are. They're loan sharking us. They are fronting an extortion racket, which is trying to strip this country of its wealth and strip this people of their wealth. And our politicians are actually facilitating that. Our government is actually facilitating that. Now, I don't believe that people voted them in to do that. They don't have have a mandate to do that. So as a result, they're not acting in our best interests and they're refusing to act in our best interests. It's time that we rose up, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to follow the Spanish example, the Egyptian example and the Greek example, and stand up to the bullies and take back some sort of democratic control in this country.
That's very Orwellian. That it won't be long before we'll all be probably chanting that mantra in our head, 2 + 2 = 4, and hoping that it stays the same. Could you tell us, that's the problem, that the mainstream media have not been too open about the EU or the IMF and their, their actions in other countries up to now. They're usually debt-ridden, poorer countries, third world countries, Ecuador, etc., Argentina, and they've been probably painted in a very good light here in this country, that there are saviours to a large degree. But could you explain to our listeners maybe basically what the IMF is all about?
The IMF, they go into countries that are experiencing a crisis and they offer to save the country by giving them a loan, right? Now, the interest rate is exorbitant. It's impossible. The country becomes crippled by debt. That's the way they operate. That's the way they've been operating in the developing world for 50 years. They work by creating appalling impoverishment and destruction of public services in countries through the mechanism of debt. And in that process, thereby, they actually, countries are forced to sell off their assets for nothing, basically, to corporations affiliated with the IMF. Now, in the Asian economic crisis in the late 1990s, every single country that went along with an IMF deal did disastrously. No country in the world who's ever gone with an IMF deal has ever fared, done anything but disastrously as a result. And that's a straight up fact. So, you know, all this stuff about the IMF being here to save us and we can't, they're better off with them instead of running ourselves, it's all just propaganda. It's blatant propaganda. You know, and I'd just like to, you know, point to a couple of, you know, so people realise there's a week of action happening now. Okay, who cares if our media, our mainstream media may be shutting down and not exploring the options. I myself write for Harper's Magazine. I interviewed loads of politicians and sociologists and economists. There's brilliant options out there. There's brilliant alternatives being put forward. So it's rubbish to say that there is no other choice but austerity. It's just complete crap. Just to let people know, two of the big events happening next week. There's a special needs protest on Wednesday, the 13th of July at 6 p.m. outside the Dáil. Now, that is going to be a really big protest, and we're hoping that it'll really spark things off to lead up to the Saturday, the 16th of July at 2 p.m. in the Garden of Remembrance in O'Connell Street. That's when we've got the major culmination of a week of events coming together. We're really calling out for people to get on the street, and you know, if we don't fight, you can be guaranteed they will roll over us. The only chance we have is to fight with this one on the streets. You know, we really, that's what we need to do. So,
and you're speaking on a personal note also, because you're a parent of a child who requires special needs, which, as you explained so eloquently in your speech, that there was already a poor service in the first place, inadequate service in the first place, and now they're actually retracting that. So right now, how difficult is it for you on a personal level, if that's not too personal for you?
My son is 7 now. He was severely autistic. Now, we managed, his father and I managed through unbelievable fighting, fundraising constantly, setting up schools to provide him with the intervention that he needed. If he hadn't got that intervention, I can guarantee you he would probably be in care by now, and I would have had a nervous breakdown, because autism, if you don't help them when they're young, their behaviour deteriorates because they cannot communicate. They become frustrated, destructive, self-injurious. Now, unfortunately now, it's become almost impossible to provide that kind of intervention that my son got, which has saved his bacon and saved our entire family. So my heart goes out to any listeners now who are coping with autism. You've got to fight. We've always had to fight. I would say get hooked in with the broader resistance to the EU-IMF, politicised real enemy here, which is the ridiculous way that a private financial debt has been foisted onto the general public, meaning that we now have the IMF lending us money, and they are one of the most, I would say they're one of the most sadistic organisations in the world. I mean, UNICEF says that the IMF are responsible for the deaths of 500,000 children under 5 every year as a direct result of their policies. That's the level of sort of sociopathic danger we're dealing with from the IMF. And the only thing that our politicians are not helping us in this, the government are not helping us. We have to take to the streets and show them that we just won't put up with it, you know. So just to get people out, you know, if you can't make the 13th of July, out on the streets with us, you know, on the 16th of July, 2 p.m. Garden Remembrance in Dublin.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Well done. That was Adrian Murphy there from Hot Press Magazine. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thanks a lot.